VOA News, I'm Faith Lapidus. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong joined those calling for the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, saying after his release from prison Monday that he would soon join massive protests against an extradition law. He predicted that if Lam remains in office, more and more people will join our fight. VOA's Bill Gallo reports that more and more Hong Kongers are thinking about leaving.
It actually is not that hard to find people who are on the street protesting against this extradition bill who say if this comes into force, they would very seriously consider leaving. Many Hong Kongers who have foreign passports say that this is sort of an end game for them. If they don't win this, they feel like this one country, two systems policy that China has for Hong Kong is sort of over, that it sort of would be one country, one system. And that is enough for them to really want to leave.
VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Iran has announced that it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days, while also warning that the country needs uranium enriched up to 20%, just a step away from weapons-grade levels. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The development comes in the wake of suspected attacks on oil tankers last week in the region, attacks that Washington has blamed on Iran, as well as increased tensions between Iran and the U.S. The spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency, Behrouz Kamalvandi, acknowledged that the country already quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium and said Tehran would increase uranium enrichment levels based on the country's needs. That increase could be to any level, from 3.67%, which is the current limit set by the nuclear deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg admitted the company made a mistake in not thoroughly informing airlines, pilots, and regulators about a faulty warning light on the grounded 737 MAX 8 jets. Investigators believe the cockpit warning light, tied to the anti-stall system, played a part in two deadly 737 MAX crashes, one last year off Indonesia and another in Ethiopia in March, killing 356 people. A Saudi teenager who'd been facing a possible death penalty for taking part in Shiite-led protests as a child will not be executed. Murtaha Kureris, who was 13 when he was arrested in 2014, will instead spend time in prison. A Saudi court Sunday sentenced him to 12 years in prison, which includes time served and the last 4 years on probation. That means he could be released by 2022. Companies in the United States have a message for President Trump. Don't expand the tariffs on Chinese goods. AP correspondent Matt Small explains.
Amid the trade war, it started with Beijing. The Trump administration asked for comments on its plan to extend 25% tariffs to everything China ships to the United States. And hundreds of businesses, trade groups, and individuals from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to the Indian Motorcycle Company have responded. They're complaining that additional import taxes would boost prices for consumers, squeeze profits, and leave U.S. companies at a competitive disadvantage to foreign rivals that aren't subject to higher taxes on the vital components they buy from China. Some will appear in person to air their grievances in 7 days of hearings that begin here today. Matt Small, Washington.
Guatemala appears to be heading to a second round of voting in its presidential election, with early results showing none of the 19 candidates likely to receive a majority of the votes cast Sunday. With slightly less than half the ballots counted Monday, former First Lady Sandra Torres led all candidates with about 24%. The second round of voting would take place August 11th. And in Taiwan, the ruling party's expected nomination this week of Beijing-wary incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen for a second term in office will kick off a campaign season highlighted by the island's sticky, increasingly strained ties with China. Tsai says she won't talk to officials in Beijing unless the communist government drops its demand that she identify Taiwan as part of a single China. Taiwanese go to the polls in January. A massive failure in the interconnected electrical grid left Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay completely without power Sunday. Parts of Chile and southern Brazil experienced outages as well. Authorities were working frantically to restore power, but by mid-afternoon, nearly half of Argentina's 44 million people were still in the dark. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Oh, yeah. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.